In Bonn, Germany, the four Afghan factions at UN-sponsored talks have agreed to support a plan for an interim government in Kabul. United Nations mediators say they expect to hold a signing ceremony tomorrow, but Afghan delegates have yet to agree on who will serve in that interim government, a sticking point that could further delay a deal. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Bonn.
The Afghan delegates observing Ramadan can only eat after sundown. Western officials here say the talks really take off at dusk, during iftar, the traditional breaking of the fast. So it came as little surprise today when UN mediators announced an overnight breakthrough. A deal, said UN spokesman Ahmed Fauzi, had been reached.
We hope, if all goes well, to have a signing ceremony tomorrow. And I stress, if all goes well.
The only thing left to do now, says Fauzi, is to agree on who will take part in an interim government for Afghanistan. The four separate Afghan factions have together submitted 150 names of people they'd like to see serving in the interim government. The UN says there's room for only 28, plus a chairman. The interim government will serve for no more than 6 months until it appoints a Loya Jirga, or traditional Afghan assembly of tribal leaders. The Loya Jirga will then appoint a new government, which will serve for 2 years. During that time, this new cabinet will be charged with drawing up a constitution and paving the way for free elections in Afghanistan. Ahmed Fauzi said the UN is hoping that the 29 men and women who serve in the interim government can pull Afghanistan out of more than two decades of devastation and chaos.
It's an important first step towards the establishment of a fully representative, broader-based, gender-sensitive, multi-ethnic government down the line.
But the past 8 days of fits and starts, progress and then regression, have kept UN mediators cautious.
That grain of sand is still floating up there in the air, waiting to drop into the machine. And I hope it doesn't.
That grain of sand could come in the form of objections from Northern Alliance President Burhanuddin Rabbani. The UN still recognizes Rabbani as Afghanistan's legitimate president. He was driven from power in 1996. But over the past 8 days of negotiations here, Rabbani's directives from Kabul have nearly toppled the talks. He opposed the Bonn conference from the outset, and it now appears as if his three top lieutenants here are ready to commit mutiny and pave the way for a new generation of Northern Alliance leaders to take the reins of power. But in the end, says diplomat James Dobbins, the chief U.S. observer at the talks, the new government will be determined by consensus.
This is not going to be an imposed government. It's going to be a government that depends on its internal appeal, legitimacy, and support from the domestic factions.
As far as the Afghan delegates here are concerned, ethnic Pashtun leader Hamid Karzai, who is now fighting the Taliban in Kandahar, is emerging as the favorite to head the interim government. One Western official called Karzai acceptable to all parties and all of Afghanistan's neighbors. Karzai, said the official, is a respectable, non-threatening figure. Once the delegates here agree on the final details, the interim government is expected to convene in Kabul within a week. Guy Raz, NPR News, Bonn.